Joining me now on the line is Irene Brosso, who's with the Democratic Alliance in the Mkondo local municipality. The reason why I brought Irene in, I did mention on the onset of the show that I've managed to stumble upon on social media the leaked, I don't know whether it's leaked or intentionally posted, but it's posted there on social media, somewhat of the VIP guard of the municipality. And I'm told there that, in fact, according to the document, there's about 20 guards that are being paid by the municipality. And those guards are said to be, you know, protecting the speaker, the MM, the executive mayor, the chief whip, two councillors, and to the tune of about 5 million rand, because that's what is said is the total there. But at least it notes that it's only for January. But then it begs the question is, why are some of the award councillors then guarded? Was there then a security threat conducted on them that warranted, you know, the particular protection? And is the council aware of the security threat? And did council approve? I mean, 20 is a lot of personnel that are guarding just few individuals. Very interesting indeed. Let me bring Irene. Irene, you're on the line. Good evening.
Good evening to you, Musa. Hope you are well.
I'm very well, but I'm shocked. Is there a threat around your life?
Not at all, Musa. I was quite surprised, quite shocked to see this leaked document, as you call it, or intentional posted on social media, that the Council of Ward 7, who is myself, that has got a bodyguard, a VIP bodyguard. I do not have a bodyguard. So that is my question to the speaker, is where did this come from? Because the last time in council meeting during the year of 2023, there was an item in council to say, yes, there were threats on it. It was also during the days of late Muzi Manyati,
yeah.
Do you recall?
Yes, I do.
There were threats, yes. He was shot and killed, the late Muzi, and then afterwards some more, another councillor, Smiley. And then it was decided, as an item council, to say an assessment needs to be done by the SAPS whether there is a real threat to councillors. Yeah, and there's never been any assessment, so VIP bodyguards were appointed, and yeah, so a lot of money is being spent on such things.
You know what came...
Yes,
I just want to understand from you. I mean, you are a lawmaker, at least from the municipality perspective. You sit in council. What does then the legislation say about the VIP protection? Maybe let's start with the executive mayor. How many does the legislation warrant that the executive mayor should have?
Yes, the VIP, not the VIP, but a bodyguard appointed to the executive mayor is one. And for the rest of the council, none. But the government gazette states very clearly how many bodyguards could be appointed. But as I was saying earlier, these bodyguards, these VIP, as they call themselves, was appointed by an item of council, which the item was supposed to be referred back and wait for an assessment by SAPS whether it is necessary to have such so many bodyguards to each of these appointees, about the mayor and the speaker and the chief whip and such other councillors as well.
So I know, in another municipality, I once convened a conversation around what is then the role of the protection detail linked to the mayor. Obviously, there is no day off there because the executive mayor is always at work. But what shocked me from the leaked document, at least circulating on social media, it suggests that the executive mayor has got stationed bodyguard at her house, and then there are those that are with her. I don't know if that is allowed in the legislation.
no, not allowed at all, Musa. Not allowed. It doesn't state anything as such in the legislation, no. I also saw the document, and I was very surprised that these security guards are overnight at home, even weekends, whether they're on or off duty.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, I know the executive mayor travels quite a lot, she does, but I can't see them being necessary at home as such.
What about then the MM? Did the MM at one point, because I know the municipal manager has been recently appointed in the municipality, just this year alone, has an item come before council that warranted a security threat around him be conducted, and did council approve it?
Not at all, Musa, not at all. Not at all. No item came to council requesting an armed guard for a municipal manager, not at all.
So when the municipality pays this 5 million rand, at least on a monthly basis, how is then this matter not flagged within council? Has it not come through MPAC and many other committees within your council in Mkondo?
This item is supposed to be or should be an item for MPAC, for oversight. It's an MPAC item. Yes, it's supposed to be going to MPAC. But whether it's been to MPAC, I can't tell you because I do not serve on MPAC.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I used to be the MPAC chairperson with the previous mayor, and then was voted out by the new administration.
Sure.
Yeah, so I can't tell you whether this item, I presume this item now has come to MPAC. Because I think that is where this page is coming from, is from the MPAC document. If I'm not mistaken. This item is from the MPAC document that was leaked.
Yeah. I just have so many questions as to why is this matter not then properly dealt with within the municipality. Surely the municipality should be concerned paying 5 million rand, and one of the persons flagged in that document is yourself, not really your name, but your ward, saying there's a protection guard assigned to a Ward 7 councillor, which is yourself, and you say you do not have a protection guard. So that individual that is being paid, where then there's, does it warrant then the money to be paid to that person if you do not have a protection detail?
Musa, that was exactly my thought earlier when I saw this document. I see the other councillor that is mentioned. Does he or she have, do they have bodyguards?
Well, I don't know. You know them.
That is the question that you're asking.
Sure.
For myself now, are the bodyguards there? Because now it's a worrying factor for me, definitely, to approach this and to strategize, to take this to the speaker and to the executive mayor to give me an answer of how did this come about that there is a body as the council of Ward 7 and after the VIP. So please, they need to show me who is this person because I've never laid eyes on them or her. And is this person being paid, and who is really having this bodyguard?
Oh, yeah.
So it's quite a shock, Musa. I know exactly because I am shocked. I'm really shocked to have seen that I, as the Ward Councillor of Ward 7, has a VIP bodyguard.
I'm shocked because I came into the conversation hoping that you will explain to us maybe on the security threat conductor on your life. But if you say you do not have
no.
I'm so sorry.
No. So you know what? Even if I have, if there were threats, I mean, there is threats and there is sometimes, but does it warranty a 24-hour bodyguard? I have got security firm that is here at my home.
Yeah.
Whenever I need security, I call my security firm. I'm not going to use the taxpayers' money for a bodyguard standing guard at my gate. No. Or drive me around, for that matter, or stand at the municipal building waiting for me to complete me. I'm sorry. That is why I say money that is supposed to be for the people are not going to people.
I mean,
you hear what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Service delivery money is supposed to go to the people, yes.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's where we have to park it for this evening. Really appreciate your time, Irene, and all the best in the work you do.
Thanks, Musa. Thank you for having me. Have a great evening.